a stainless steel skewer that Xavier Cunningham found in his backyard two Septembers ago was about a foot and a half long and the width of his pinky. One end had four sharp prongs, and the other had a single point. It was the kind of rod used to cook rotisserie chicken over a grill. It also made the perfect spear, and Xavier and his friends Silas and Gavon, all 10 years old, took turns seeing who could chuck it the furthest. When they got bored, they ditched the skewer near a neighbor's treehouse, sticking the four prongs in the ground as an anchor. Then they climbed up the treehouse's 10-foot ladder. Apparently, the boys hadn't seen the large wasp nest wrapped around the back of the tree, for once they were in the hut, they were under attack. The swarm was so aggressive that Silas kneeled in the corner and started praying. "I'll get my mom," Xavier said as he descended the ladder. About halfway down, a wasp stung his left hand. Xavier swatted it with his right, lost his balance, and fell face down. Before breaking his fall with his arms, he felt a sting just under his left eye. Was that a wasp, he wondered. In fact, it was a skewer. About 6 inches of it was now buried in his head. Screaming, he got up and ran to his home, some 50 feet away. Gabriel Miller, 39, was upstairs folding laundry in the house she shared with her husband, Shannon Miller, and their four children. Shannon, a teacher, had taken two of their kids to an arcade, while Gabrielle, who manages a title insurance business, stayed home with Xavier and his 14-year-old sister, Kaya. She heard her son screaming and thought, "When will he grow out of this stuff?" Xavier, called Bear by his family after a story Shannon had told him as a toddler, always made a fuss over the smallest scratch. If one of their two dogs jumped on him, he'd start screaming. He was too scared to walk Max, the coonhound he'd gotten as a puppy, because the dog pulled on the leash. Gabrielle was almost down the stairs, Kaya right behind her, when Xavier pushed the front door open, shrieking, "Mom! Mom!" Kaya took one look and fled back upstairs in horror. Gabrielle was trying to make sense of what she was seeing. "Who shot you?" she said. It looked like there was an arrow through her son's face, and a single trickle of blood ran down from it. On the back of his neck was a lump, the tip of the skewer that hadn't pierced the skin. "Kaya, go find the boys. I'm taking Bear to the hospital." As Gabriella backed the car out into the road, a neighbor watching them thought, "That boy's not coming home." Emergency room personnel acted quickly when Xavier walked in, giving him painkillers and sending him for x-rays. The skewer didn't appear to have hit his spine, but an x-ray can't show tissue damage.